going to lunch.
We're going to lunch? This is Out with Joe. With Joe Manchicotti.
Actually, honey, we're going to lunch.
Restaurants.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Food and drink.
And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee, ketchup, give some flavor.
Entertainment.
I like to have a little something going every day. Maybe nothing big, but a little daily recreation don't hurt anybody.
Have some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
No. It's time to go out with Joe. Out with Joe. Out with Joe.
Good morning, and welcome to this week's Out with Joe. I'm Joe Mandricotti. Out with Joe is brought to you by Labonte's Auto School with 5 locations, one near you. Click labontesautoschool.com. We have a few great events coming up this month, but let's take a look at a review. With the holiday season in full swing, we recently set out to find a spot where grabbing a drink, a snack, a quick meal with the family and friends was a reasonable proposition. That quest led us to Bentley's Bistro, a bar and restaurant in the center of East Longmeadow with a big central bar surrounded by pub-style seating. The ambiance is hard-edged minimalist. We'd think the space would be quite a buzz when it was busy at the bistro. The menu at Bentley's concentrates on new American fare with a dozen plus entrees such as Tuscan pasta for $18, drunken chicken for $22, chardonnay poached chicken for $23, and bistro steak fritas for $24 among the listings. Starter selections are robust in style and flavor, with choices including risotto balls for $9, fried Brussels sprouts for $10, and cheeseburger sliders for $10. Wings, taco variations, and pizza-style flatbread options are also available. Focusing on the lunch menu, it contains choices such as crispy fresh Reuben for $13 and the Kentucky Redneck for $14, a sandwich that brings together grilled chicken breast, bacon, white cheddar, and pulled pork. In addition to a bacon cheeseburger classic for $13, the burger menu offers line items like an egg-garnished breakfast burger for $14, a black and blue for $13, that's Cajun, blackened in blue cheese garnished. We gave Bentley's interpretation of bone-in chicken wings for $12 a try, splitting our order between the Memphis dry rub and the thigh peanut variation. The dry rub wings had been coated with a spice mixture in which sugar, black pepper, cumin, and chili powder played a role in creating a moderately high-voltage flavor experience, while the thigh peanut wings had been shackled with a teriyaki glaze and a rich peanut cream with red pepper flakes blended in. The customary celery sticks and blue cheese dip were also provided. From the array of sandwich plates the bistro offers, we picked 3 complimentary options. Now, the turkey burger for $13 was thick, pleasingly seasoned patty of ground turkey grilled and served on brioche-style bun. The burger was enhanced with baby arugula, thin-sliced apple, and cheddar cheese. Part bar, part gastropub, Bentley's Bistro seems to deliver a credible and enjoyable meal. Out with Joe gives it a fantastic find and a hidden gem rating on this one. They are at 53 North Main Street in East Longmeadow. You can check them out on Facebook for their hours. Reservations are accepted, so check them out. Tone Deaf Tuesdays at Electric Hayes, 26 Millbury Street, Worcester. Every Tuesday, Poise in Envy hosts Worcester's wildest karaoke night at Electric Hayes. That's 6 to 2 a.m. No cover, 21 plus ID required, games, cash prizes, and more. Come get weird, Worcester. You want to know what is hot and happening on the local music scene? Check out music editor Tina Marie Billings' latest Music Minute on outwithjoe.com. And to learn about our fantastic finds and our hidden gems, check out outwithjoe.com and follow us on social media at outwithjoe. Out with Joe has been brought to you by Labonte's Auto School with 5 locations, one near you. Click labontesautoschool.com. I'm Joe Mangicotti. Now let's get back to conservatively speaking.
The preceding program has been a production of Cameo Productions.
Opinions, criticisms, evaluations, and praises by the host, guest, and callers are not necessarily those of Cameo Productions, its staff, or management.